9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know it all. No, he don't know that you and me had something chemical. The things you said to me when we were drunk in Montreal. I bet you told him about me. But no, he doesn't know it all.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
No, 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 no.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field. Just about 15 minutes from first pitch on a gorgeous Saturday for baseball here. It's Anime Wonderfest here at Riders Field, and there's a lot of fun to be had in Game 5 of this six-game series. The Riders have secured, at the very least, a series split with the Astros' affiliated hooks. I'm Luke Millie. We'll be joined here in a few minutes by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Let's take a look at this pitching matchup today. It is Tyler Guilfoyle, a right-hander with a 3-6 record to go along with a 3.92 ERA, making his fifth appearance and fourth start against the Rough Riders on the year. He has given up 29 earned runs in 64 and a third innings pitched, while striking out 53 and walking 35. So the walk number is a bit inflated for Guilfoyle, 24-year-old eighth-round draft pick by the Astros back in 2022 out of the University of Kentucky. A Lexington native is Guilfoyle. Overall on the year, a 3-7 record, but the AA record 3-6 with a 3.92 ERA. And in his most recent start, that was on the 23rd at home versus Springfield, he went 4 2/3 of work, giving up 3 earned runs across that span. He did take the loss. On the other side, it's Dane Acker looking to build off of back-to-back six-inning starts. It was the first time that he went six innings in his professional career. In his last home start back here at Riders Field on June 15th against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, followed it up last week with six strong innings in his most recent start on the road at Midland. He looks to build on that today. Acker is 3-2 with a 3-even ERA. That's 18 earned runs across 54 innings of work. 62 strikeouts to his name to 28 walks. And when you look at his numbers overall against Corpus Christi, he is 0-2 with a 4.61 ERA. So Dane Acker, a right-hander, taking on another right-hander in Tyler Guilfoyle. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from the hero from a couple of the games in this series, Riders designated hitter tonight, Cody Freeman.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders designated hitter today and everyday third baseman Cody Freeman. Cody, thanks for taking the time, and let's just start with this series here. You've got a couple of go-ahead, what ended up being game-winning homers. What have you been seeing at the plate as of late?
Honestly, it's kind of like last year. Once the second half starts, I think of it as a new season, new day, new season type mentality, and we're 0-0 as a team, so... It's pretty much a new season mentality, and we start from day one, and nothing much has changed from my approach-wise from the first half to now. So just keep rolling.
Well, you look back on that first half, and you guys cruised through. The pitching had really good spurts. The offense had really good spurts. Just everything came together in that first half, and you guys were able to have a clinching celebration, picking up the first half crown in the Texas League South for the first time since 2014. You guys did it a whole series early, and so you got to celebrate here at home. What was that like with this group of guys?
I mean, like Carlos says, I mean, not even Carlos, everybody in this clubhouse says, we're a family, and you could just see it, like, on and off the field. We're all hanging out together, and you could just tell someone randomly walks into the clubhouse, they're like, oh, dang, this is like a family family and like type of team, and it's just that's the stuff we like to hear too, because like I just always thought, like, you know, closer you are as a team, the better you are. It's as simple as that. And just these guys, have about five of us, six of us, have gone together with Carlos from rookie ball all the way up to here. So it's pretty cool seeing each and every year everyone getting better and better, and just going together as a team, and it's pretty cool.
No doubt about it. Chatting with Cody Freeman here on the pregame show. And Cody, there's been a few guys that have told me over the course of the last couple of weeks that, you know, you get that first half ticket punched into the 2024 postseason. Now guys can play loose. Do you feel like that's been the case for you, or is it just kind of the same approach?
I think it's the same approach, honestly. Like, it's kind of like an every day is a new day type of thing. But once you clinch it, yeah, it's great. Like, we can take a deep breath. That's our time to celebrate in the lazy river and have a couple beers, you know what I'm saying? But and then sleep on it. Next day, it's another game. It's another opportunity. And at the end of the day, we're all working for a championship. But at the end of the day, we're all trying to be big leaguers. So there's a bigger picture ahead of us.
No doubt. Well, there's a lot of ups and downs over the course of a season. You know, 138 games this year plus the postseason. You look at this recent stretch for you. Five consecutive games with an extra base hit. Three homers in your last four games, and two of those in this series have been just monster go-ahead shots. Just, well, what is that like for you? And is the confidence at an all-time high, or do we just wash that out the moment that game comes to a close?
It's kind of like what I've been saying. I think it's kind of washed. It washed down, flushed down the toilet, and it's a new day today. And, you know, baseball is a crazy sport. You can go 4-for-4 with four home runs one game, and you can go 0-for-20 with 20 strikeouts the next 20 at-bats. It's just one of those things. You sit down, keep your routine going, and it's a new game, new day, and just keep working out what I need to work at. And at 7 o'clock, it's go time.
Cody, you're the designated hitter tonight, generally the everyday third baseman. Is there any difference in the approach? I know a lot of guys will say that they make a bit of a shift. You know, they don't necessarily want to, but when you're in the field, it's locked in every pitch. When you're the designated hitter, you're getting an at bat every three innings, two innings, you know, depending on how the offense is rolling. Does anything change for you, or do you do anything different to try to stay locked in while being a designated hitter?
Honestly, like, nothing against the DH. A lot of, you know, it's so great to be a DH, but I do love my defense, and kind of like always been a defensive player. And so just to stay locked in, I like to just talk to all the starting pitchers during while we're on defense and stuff like that, and just see what goes on when we're on defense, see what everyone talks about, see what everyone's locked in on. But yeah, just staying locked in each and every pitch and just rooting on our pitcher and helping out our team. Like, if there's a new third baseman, you know, like if I've seen something that a guy's doing on their team, like, hey, move a couple steps to the left, I've seen this guy pull this ball this many times this week, you know, just helping each other out. And yeah, just staying locked in, honestly.
That's part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders designated hitter and third baseman Cody Freeman. Tune in tomorrow to get part two of that two-part interview. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, but when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for Game 5 of the six-game series with the Corpus Christi Hooks.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey. Let's go ahead and get you set for first pitch, about 5 minutes away from first pitch in Game 5 of the six-game set. First for the visitors, the Corpus Christi Hooks. They'll line up as follows. Jaron Williams, the designated hitter, will lead things off, followed by the shortstop, Bryce Matthews. Batting third is the right fielder, Jacob Melton.
on by Zach DiZenzo in the cleanup spot. He'll play third base. Jeremy Orocho, the second baseman, slides into the five spot in this order. And Kennedy Corona will roam in center field, batting sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Zach Cole, followed by the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. And rounding things out for the Hooks is the catcher, Miguel Palma. Again, for the Hooks, it is Williams, Matthews, Melton, DiZenzo, Orocho, Corona, Cole, Brewer, and Palma, with Tyler Guilfoyle on the hill. Guilfoyle will face this Rough Riders lineup. That goes as follows. The right fielder, Alejandro Osuna, makes his second appearance as a Rough Rider, followed by Kellen Strom, who had a day off yesterday. He'll roam center field. The left fielder, Aaron Zavala, bats third, followed by the cleanup man and designated hitter, Cody Freeman. The shortstop, Kaber Rodriguez, bats fifth, followed by the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Maximo Acosta. Brainerd Chavez slides over to third base after playing first base last night. He provided a three-run blast in that win. Cooper Johnson rounds things out. He'll do the catching for Dane Acker tonight. So again, for the Riders, Osuna, Strom, Zavala, Freeman, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Acosta, Chavez, Johnson. Should be a lot of fun here from Riders Field. The Rough Riders coming off of a massive comeback. We'll talk a little bit more throughout the contest about what went on last night. The Riders come into tonight 47-26, 21 games above 500. On the other side, Corpus Christi just 27-46. But we're into the second half. The Riders have taken three out of four games to open this series. They sit at 3-1 in the second half. Corpus Christi 1-3, but a long way to go here in the second half in the Texas League South. We'll step aside on the pregame show. When we come back, Zach Bigelow will rejoin us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the 7th inning.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful night for baseball, it's almost time for Game 4 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to welcome you in. And last night, it was a phenomenal win for the Rough Riders, maybe one of the best of the season.
Oh, it certainly was. Down 5 early in that game. They come all the way back. We said time and time again, this team doesn't go down without a fight. They showed up. Cody Freeman delivers the game winner.
Cody Freeman, 3 homers in his last 4 games now, including the go-ahead shot last night. But tonight, as the Rough Riders look to keep it going, they turn to Dane Acker on the mound. And boy, has he been fantastic recently for the Rough Riders. Acker had gone had not gone six innings in his entire professional career until two starts ago, and he's done it in back-to-back starts now with consecutive quality starts. And the right-hander out of Oklahoma looks to contest once again with this Corpus Christi Hooks lineup, making his sixth career start head-to-head against Corpus. His numbers on the year, not so great, but overall in his career against Corpus, a 2.74 ERA. Let's take a look at the lineup that he'll face for Corpus Christi. It's Jaron Williams who will start things off. Bryce Matthews will follow at shortstop, and Jacob Melton is the right fielder. He is at the three spot in the order. It's then Zach DiCenzo, Jeremy Orocho, and Kennedy Corona, while Zach Cole, Jordan Brewer, and Miguel Palma round out the order. And quickly, before the first pitch of today's game, let's get you the defense for the Rough Riders. It's Aaron Zavala out in left field, Kellen Strom in center, and Alejandro Osuna in right field. Franer Chavez, Cabo Rodriguez, Max Acosta, and Abimelech Ortiz make up the infield. Cooper Johnson does the catching today for the fourth time this season for Dane Acker. We're ready for baseball. Happy to have you along on a Saturday night. Here's the windback in the first pitch. Swinging a fly ball out into left center field and shallow. Strom coming in. He's under it. And he's there to put it away. One pitch and one out for Dane Acker. And boy, is that going to be huge for Dane Acker today if he can get quick outs.
Yeah, that's efficiency at its finest right there. Anytime you can get one pitch to open the game against the leadoff man and get a routine fly ball to one of your best outfielders in center field, that's a great start. Dane Acker is eyeing that number six. He wants to get six and beyond here tonight. Maybe set a new personal best in professional baseball.
I'd certainly like to see that tonight. Here's Bryce Matthews. And the first pitch is up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. The shortstop is 1-for-11 in this series. He's the number three prospect in the Astros organization. As Acker looks over the top of his glove, he winds and offers home. That's low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Acker, 3-2 this season with a 3 ERA. And as mentioned, he's had some good starts and some not-so-good starts this season against Corpus. He rocks back in the 2-0 pitch. There's a pop-up on the infield. Acosta, the second baseman, calls everyone off. And he's under it to put it away. Oh, quickly, two outs on just four pitches. And Jacob Melton bats now, who was the hero yesterday, even in a losing effort for Corpus Christi. He hit two home runs yesterday and then came up with an opportunity to win the game with a long ball or tie it with a base hit with two in scoring position in the ninth inning, but popped out in foul ground to Cody Freeman. Here's the windback and the pitch home to Melton. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Rodriguez, has got it. Flings it on to first and gets him side retired. Man, how about a five-pitch first inning for Dane Acker? A run sits airs, nobody left on base. Bottom one next. Corpus nothing. Frisco to the plate when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning, a five-pitch first for Acker, and now it's the Rough Riders lineup starting with Alejandro Osuna. Against Tyler Guilfoyle, Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala after him, Cody Freeman, Caber Rodriguez, Abimelech Ortiz, then Max Acosta, Franer Chavez, and Cooper Johnson, the starting nine for the Riders against Tyler Guilfoyle, the right-hander. He rocks back and fires. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Alejandro Osuna playing in his second career double-A game. Yesterday, his debut, and boy, did he introduce himself to the Rough Riders in a fine way. Guilfoyle, the right-hander, rocks and deals. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Osuna doubling in the first at-bat he had in his double-A career, and then later on a single, a two-for-five day in his double-A debut. There's the rock back in the 1-1. It's low, and it's two balls and one strike. Osuna finished out his high A career, hitting for the cycle in a 5-for-5 game in his final game in high A, and now carrying his hotness over the double A level. 2-1. There's a fly ball hammered into straightaway center. Cole going back, and it's over his head and all the way over to the warning track. Osuna up to second. He's there easily with a double, so it's back-to-back days opening up the Riders' offense with a double for Alejandro Osuna.
Yeah, that's a great thing to see from Osuna. And now you get your most of the season leadoff man coming to the dish in Kellen Strom. This is a recipe for success, this 1-2 punch right here.
Hitting it over Corona's head in center field, and now Kellen Strom, who, as you mentioned, was the previous leadoff hitter for the Rough Riders, is back in from the right side. He's 2-for-7 this season against Tyler Guilfoyle. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander looking back to second base. He fires home. Strom cuts and misses. It's 0-1. Guilfoyle, the 24-year-old, 6'4", 215 pounds, out of Lexington, Kentucky. Graduated from Kentucky U. 3-7, a 4.06 ERA on the season. Here's the stretch, a look back towards second. The 0-1. Strom shows bunt, pulls it back, takes a breaking ball away. That's the changeup. And it's one ball and one strike. Not very high strikeout numbers, probably a few more walks than Guilfoyle would like. But a guy who the Astros were excited about coming into this season. Split his time between single A and high A last year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Strom. On a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Pitched in the Arizona Fall League last year, and then started the season here with Corpus Christi, and he's pitched here all season long. He had monster strikeout numbers last year, striking out 123 in just 84 innings. It has not been the same here at the double-A level, though. He peers in. He's got his sign. Looks back to second. Offers in the 1-2. Breaking ball, ground ball to the left side. DiZenzo's got it at third, looks back the runner, throws out Strom, one away. Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate now for the Rough Riders, and let's take a look at the defense for the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's Zach Cole out in left field, Kennedy Corona in center, Jacob Melton in right. Zach DiZenzo has third, Bryce Matthews at shortstop, Jeremy Rocho has second, Jordan Brewer at first, and Miguel Palma catches after Colin Price had the catching duties last night. So Aaron Zavala now, left-handed batter. And a look back towards second. Guilfoyle steps off. Osuna dancing off the second base bag. He takes his lead once again. Osuna 10 steals down in Hickory. The pitch. That flicks across the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Guilfoyle, a four-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, sweeper, and changeup. So far, we've seen a steady diet of that fastball and changeup early on. He whips in the 0-1. That's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike on Zavala, who had a multi-hit affair yesterday. A couple singles. He also walked and scored twice. Rough Riders hoping to get something going in the first inning against Guilfoyle, and first inning has been the trouble inning for Guilfoyle this season. The pitch, and it's fouled away to the left side. It's 1-2, and probably better that Zavala didn't
pick up a base hit right there as a runner at second, Ozuna, was breaking back towards the bag at the same time that pitch was coming home. He's taking his lead now. One ball and two strikes on the Riders' left fielder. Guilfoyle pitches. A check swing foul at the plate. Still one ball and two strikes. Guilfoyle this season has allowed 14 runs in the first inning alone. 18 combined runs in all other innings that he's pitched in. 14 runs in the first. Opponents have a .304 batting average and an over 900 OPS against him in the first inning. 1-2. Just outside, barely missing, and it's two balls and two strikes. On the other side, the Riders are the best offensive team by OPS in the Texas League in the first inning and have scored the second most runs. 2-2. Way outside of the changeup. Three balls and two strikes. You look at the juxtaposition of these two halves of the first inning. Five pitches for Dane Acker in the top of the first, and already going to be the 15th pitch of this first inning for Guilfoyle. Still just one out. He looks back to second, brings it in. Fouled off. Left side. It's still three balls and two strikes. Justin Jeska is our home plate umpire today, getting some more baseballs from our bat boy. Steven Rios Jr., our third base umpire and crew chief, Clay Williams, is our first base umpire today, currently stationed in the middle of the diamond. 3-2 on Zavala, the pitch. Fouled away to the left side, still three balls, two strikes. They play Zavala massively into the opposite field in Corpus's outfield, and nobody shifts in the outfield more than Corpus in the Texas League this year. It burned him on that Ozuna ball for a double into straightaway center. But Corona won a minor league gold glove last year. He can cover a lot of ground. Here's the stretch. Payoff in. Ozuna runs. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third, and it's dropped by DiCenzo. Stolen base for Ozuna. Zavala strikes out. Two outs in the inning, and here's Cody Freeman, Luke's pregame guest today. Freeman has had extra base hits in five consecutive games. It's the longest active streak in the Texas League, as is his seven-game hitting streak. Also the longest active in the Texas League. Hitting .321 with nine hits over the seven games, including three homers. Stands in from the right side. Guilfoyle pitches. Up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders, the best team with runners in scoring position in the Texas League, hitting .275 in those situations. And Freeman has struggled a little bit as of late, but hitting .280 with runners in scoring position this season. 1-0. He fouls it back this way. Watch out, just above us. It's one ball and one strike.
That one's our closest yet. It was online, just a bit too high.
You stood up. You were ready.
I was coming. I was ready. Give me a shot, Cody.
Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. There's a high fly ball out to left field, pushing Cole back. He's at the warning track, and he reaches up and makes the catch right against the fence. Oh, Freeman just missed it. And it's the final out here of the first inning. Oh, no runs across on a hit. No errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the second next. The Rough Riders and Hooks, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift.
Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're scoreless into the top of the second inning, and Dane Acker is back to the hill for the Rough Riders after a five pitch top of the first. And if you've tuned in to any broadcast that Dane Acker has pitched here at home, you've heard us talk about time and time again, the most important thing for Dane Acker is his efficiency with his pitches. And a five-pitch first inning certainly helps that efficiency and his ability to possibly go deeper in today's game. Zach DeZenza, the first man he faces, right-hander on right-hander in the first pitch. It's just high, one ball and no strikes. DeZenza a homer in yesterday's ball game, though just 2-for-13 in this series. Acker has his sign, and he rocks in home. It's on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Acker had averaged over 18 pitches an inning through his first 10 starts this season. He rocks back in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive up the middle on a couple of hops. The second baseman, Acosta's got it in shallow center and throws out to Zenzo. One away. Perfectly positioned.
Acosta made that look relatively easy, but that's not an easy play to make up the middle. You're watching the second base bag, anticipating what if it does hit the pillow, does it pop up? Where you got to be on your toes, ready to bounce whichever side. He made a really nice play, made it look really easy.
Good play with the ball luckily avoiding the second base bag. And now with one down, here's Jeremy Orocho offering home. He takes up on a changeup that slipped out of his hand. It's one ball and no strikes. Also, Acker averaged over 18 pitches an inning through his first 10 starts. His last two starts in which he went six innings apiece. 1-0. Fits on the outside corner with a curveball. Ball and a strike. In those last two starts, he averaged 15 pitches per inning. Much more efficient. And you might think, that's not much a difference, right? Three pitches per inning. 1-1. On the inside corner for a called strike. A slider that time, and it's 1-2. Well, those three pitches can certainly add up. And over the course of five innings, three pitches an inning, and that's the difference between going to the dugout or coming back for another inning. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Swinging a soft roller up the first baseline, hugging the chuck, and just rolling foul. Still one ball and two strikes now on Orocho. So Acker has been much more efficient. I'm talking to John Goble about really what he has to do to get better. For him, it's about making sure he pitches clean. And, of course, efficiency is about that. But you look back to the last two starts. In his start two starts ago against Amarillo here at home, he went six innings allowing just one run. And that sounds phenomenal. But he also walked five and just struck out one. He rocks in here with a 1-2. Swinging a soft grounder the opposite way to Chavez at third, who backhand slings it to first, not in time. Infield single, Jeremy Orocho. Chavez was playing way off the line in the shift. And Orocho with the legs to beat that one out. One out base runner on the first hit today for Corpus Christi, and Kennedy Corona bats now. In Acker's last start, he pitched a lot better than the numbers might suggest. He allowed three runs over six innings with five strikeouts. All three of those runs came in the sixth. He readies. Orocho going for second. He steps off, throws to second. It's low. Got him. Acker tripped off the mound. Still threw low onto second base. Acosta picked it out of the dirt and laid the tag down. Two outs. Picked off, caught stealing. 1-4. And the single is eliminated just like that. Acker holding and holding, and Orocho just took off too early. So two down, bases clear, no score. And the pitch to Corona. He swings and grounds it foul back behind the plate. It's 0-1. All three of those runs coming in the sixth, and Acker had allowed just one base runner on a single through the first five innings he'd thrown in that start against Midland. 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 0-2. And then he walked the nine-hole hitter, Jamiel Rosado Jr., who had come up from the Arizona Complex League and was making his first ever start in an affiliated game. 0-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle. It's the second baseman, Acosta, who's got it. Fires on to first, and he beat it. Oh, man, Acosta went way too casually on that one. He took his time getting to that ball, fielded it, and then just softly threw it sidearm over to first base, and Corona beat it out. And that's one that Carlos Cardoza cannot be happy about, the Riders' manager.
Now that's a throw right there from Acosta that 95% of the time you're going to get the runner at first. But Kennedy Corona runs really well, and he legged it, didn't dog it out of the box, gets himself an infield single.
There's Zach Cole. First pitch is high, and it's 1-0. And Acosta's been really smooth at second base this year, but that's one that he'd certainly like to have back. Cole is 2-for-3 against Dane this year. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. The breaking ball, and it's 1-1. When that start, he walked Rosado, and then it all unraveled for him in that sixth inning after with four consecutive hits. Ended up getting a strikeout to get out of the inning and throw six innings. 1-1. Swinging a high drive out to deep right center field, and that ball is over the lazy river. A two-run homer for Zach Cole, his second of the season. And it's now 2-0 Corpus Christi. And you immediately think about that Max Acosta play where it's ruled a base hit, but Acosta took his time getting to it up the middle. And because Corona reaches, it's a two-run homer for Cole. It's 2-0 Corpus for the second consecutive day. Make it the third consecutive day.
And that one hurts for Acker, especially. You mentioned the ground ball to Acosta, but it's also an infield single charged to Acker, then the home run. It's not an error on Acosta, but a play that Max would tell you he can make 10 out of 10 times.
Jordan Brewer now cuts and misses the first pitch. It's 0-1. So Acker trying to recollect himself now. Sixth home run he's allowed this season. Offering in. Fly it into center. Right at Kellen Strom. He dances with it a bit, but corrals it, makes the grab. Side retired. Two-run homer for Zach Cole. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on in the second. Bottom two next. Corpus leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the second inning, it's the Hooks 2, the Rough Riders nothing, and for the third consecutive night, the Hooks strike first on a two-run homer, and for the fourth consecutive night, they take a 2-0 lead. So the Rough Riders, who came from behind, trailing 5-0 last night to win it, we'll have to do the same tonight. First pitch from Tyler Guilfoyle to Cabo Rodriguez. That's a strike on the inside corner with a changeup, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez calls time and steps out. He's been the best Rough Riders hitter in this series so far, and he has a home run against Guilfoyle this season. He's 6-for-11 in this series with a couple doubles. The pitch home. Swing and a miss out in front on a nasty sweeper away. 0-2. Guilfoyle in college was mainly fastball changeup at Kentucky. He rocks back in the 0-2. Fouled back. Still no balls and two strikes. He added the sweeper and the cutter after getting to pro ball, and he said in order to be a starting pitcher, you have to have that four-pitch mix. And so he added those pitches, and he said he feels a lot more comfortable using those pitches now. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez strikes out of the changeup, and he is sat down. One away on the second strikeout. Here's Abimelech Ortiz now. See the changeup just dancing across the outside corner. It's at 15 miles an hour slower than his fastball. Abimelech Ortiz also has a homer against Guilfoyle this season. First pitch. He fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Good to see Abby with a multi-hit game yesterday. 3-for-8 in this series, and had a couple hits, a single and an RBI double. 0-1. Outside. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders have turned it on in the power department a little bit over the last few games. Frisco with two homers yesterday. The pitch. That's just outside. Two balls and one strike. Two homers the day before as well. That's after hitting just two home runs over six games in Midland. 2-1. Ortiz smacks it foul out of play to the left side. It's two balls and two strikes. Ortiz had one of those home runs in Midland. Great to see from him. Two-two. He fouls it away to the left side. Still two balls, two strikes. We're seeing a lot better at-bats from Abimelech. He's looking a lot more comfortable at the plate. Been putting in the work with Ryan Tutlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach, in early work well before the game. 2-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, just foul up the first baseline. And it's still two balls and two strikes, and Ortiz walks back to the plate. Luke, we keep talking about it. This has been an offense that shows up, but they're a late arriving offense over the last few games.
As of late, in the first three innings, they have loved trailing 2-0.
Guilfoyle winds in the 2-2. Up and away. 3-2 now to Ortiz. This will be the eighth pitch upcoming to Abimelech. In the first four games of this series, they have a whopping one run in the first three innings on offense. 3-2. He swings and sends it high in the air into shallow right center field. A convergence from a bunch of defenders. It's the shortstop Matthews who takes charge and makes the catch on the pop-up. Two away. Five in a row sat down by Guilfoyle after the leadoff double from Osuna. Max Acosta stands in now. Costa has had a good season against Guilfoyle. He's 3-for-7 against him, though just 1-for-10 in the series so far. What a day it was for the Riders last night, trailing 5-0, going into the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-run home run from Franmir Chavez, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the changeup out in front. It's 0-1. Chavi on deck right now, scoring a couple runs in the sixth to bring it within 6-5, and then a go-ahead 3-run homer by Cody Freeman in the seventh. 0-1 backs him off the plate on a fastball. One ball and one strike. One of the best wins of the season for the Riders. Really electrifying night. One-one. That sails outside of the changeup. Two balls and one strike. So the Riders have a chance to make it 3 in a row and a chance to start the second half 4-1. Frisco just continues to dominate Corpus Christi. 2-1. Swinging a foul off of the catcher, Palma. 2-2. Riders have played 22 games head-to-head against the Hooks. They're 16-6. This season against Corpus Christi, with 11 of those 22 games being decided by 3 runs or fewer. 2-2. Swinging a drive out to left center field. Cole going back at the warning track. He's watching. It's out of here! Max Acosta, his third homer of the season. Riders on the board. Their fifth homer in their last 3 ball games. He's now 4-for-8 against Tyler Guilfoyle, too. Got a hanging changeup at the top of the zone and just tattooed it out to left center field. 96 off the bat and 398 feet. Seventh homer allowed by Guilfoyle this season. Here's Franmir Chavez. The pitch. Outside, and it's 1-0. Max Acosta putting the Rough Riders on the board. Offering in. Swing and a miss. Changeup below the zone. That's where he wants it. And it's 1-1. If that changeup gets elevated, it's a hanger. Certainly what that one was to Acosta on a 2-strike pitch. 1-1. That's low. 2-1. The Riders striking back after the 2-run homer in the top of the second. A solo homer of their own. 2-1 offering to Chavi. Up and away, 3-1. Acosta has all 3 of his home runs this season in June. He certainly turned it on recently in the power department. And he's hitting pretty well, too, recently. 3-1. Catches the inside corner, a called strike. 3-2. Entering into today's game, he's hitting 276 this month. 3-2, fouled away to the left side. It's still 3-2. Riders with 5 home runs over their last 3 ball games now, and this is a Frisco offense that has struggled in the power department. Chavez hit a home run of his own yesterday. Frisco 7th in the league in home runs out of the 10 teams coming into tonight. Wind's blowing out, though. That certainly helps. 11 miles an hour out to left center. It's a warm night, 96 degrees, and the feels like of 104 with 51% humidity. These kind of conditions, the ball will carry a little bit. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. Still 3-2, and Guilfoyle is seeing that pitch count climb even further. He threw 20 pitches in the first inning, and he's about to throw his 25th here in the second. Cooper Johnson in the 9th spot is on deck. Payoff in. Swing and a miss. Got him. Climbed the ladder with the fastball. He strikes out Chavez, but The Rough Riders strike back, a solo homer for Max Acosta. And the Riders now trail 2-1. We go to the top of the third inning next. Luke Maley on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th, as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her
parents paid it. Top of the third, Rough Riders coming off a solo homer in the bottom of the second by Max Acosta. They trail 2-1. Dane Acker is back to work. He has Miguel Palma to open up this third frame. Acker rocks, and his first offering home. Called a strike. Fastball caught the top of the zone. Miguel Palma in search of his first hit in this series. He has scored a run. The pitch home. Misses outside. That'll even things. Add a ball and a strike. Palma, a 22-year-old, originally signed by the Astros in July of 2018 in Venezuela. The catcher awaits the 1-1. And it misses upstairs. 2-1 advantage for the right-handed hitter. Palma was an organization all-star last year for the Astros. And got off to a hot start this year. As the 2-1 comes home, he taps it softly back past Acker. A charging third baseman, Chavez, throws across his body in time. It looked bound for Acker to be the one to have to get there, but Chavez, who was playing deep at third base, came charging in, made a nice barehanded grab, and flipped on to first in time to retire Palma. One up, one down in this top of the third. And in steps the top of the lineup, and Jaron Williams, first offering, called a strike. Jaron Williams attended college at Toledo. That's about 47-ish miles away from his hometown in Ohio. While a rocket, he had quite the ride as he fouls one back to the screen. He's behind nothing in two. In 2023, he hit .403 and was named the MAC Player of the Year. And he was the first Rocket to hit over .400 in a season since 2003. Acker-Reddy's the 0-2 on its way. Swung on and missed. Acker picks up his first strikeout. But for Jaron Williams, he became the first Rocket to hit over .400 since 2003, and that was Mitch Meyer, who enjoyed a six-year big league career with the Kansas City Royals from 2006 to 2012. Meyer now serves as the director of baseball operations for the Royals. Here's Bryce Matthews, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. Acker ahead, 0-1. Matthews popped out to second base his last time up. We mentioned throughout the week, Matthews was the highest draft pick
out of the University of Nebraska since the early 2000s. As he watches a breaking ball called a strike at the knees. Back in 2005, Alex Gordon was selected by the Royals with the number 2 overall pick. And then last season, Matthews went number 28 as he waves and misses. He's down on strikes. 3 pitches to strike out his second in a row. Ackers threw a scoreless top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the third. Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Guilfoyle is back on the hill, and he's got the bottom of the card for the Riders to open this bottom of the third. Riders down by a 2-1 score. All the scoring in this game coming via home runs. A 2-run shot in the top of the second for Corpus Christi. A solo shot in the bottom of that frame by Max Acosta. Cut the lead to 2-1. Here's Cooper Johnson. A pitch home. Breaking ball. Called a strike. 0-1 on Johnson, who's 1-for-7 in the series, but his one hit was a big one. A go-ahead grand slam a couple of nights ago as he watches one off the plate for ball one. And Johnson has talked about this offseason, really focusing on making some tweaks in his swing, wanted to produce some more power, and that's exactly what he's done this year. Pitch home, wave and a miss. He falls behind 1-2. Pitch in on his hands. Johnson, entering this year across 4 seasons at the minor league level, had produced 9 homers. He's got 6 this season. Pitch home. Swung on and fouled back this way out of play. Those 6 home runs this season are a career high, and we're just over halfway through the year. Offering home, a breaking ball tapped on the ground left side. It stays fair for DiCenzo at third. Long throw, and it pulls Brewer off the bag. Cooper Johnson reaches on a throwing error. DiCenzo rushed it a bit. It took him over to the fair foul line down the third base side. Had to make a long throw, but he had time to set his feet and just didn't quite take the time to do so. Threw on the run across his body. Pulled Jordan Brewer off the first base bag. Here's Alejandro Osuna for the second time against Guilfoyle. He led off the Riders' first inning with a double. And he takes the first pitch inside. Osuna, if you go back to his final game in Hickory, which he went 5-for-5 and hit for the cycle, he's now 8 of his last 11, including 3 doubles. Pitch home, called a strike on the outer edge. That was the changeup from Guilfoyle. So 3 doubles, a triple, a home run, and 5 RBI. That spans over his last three games, two full games, and this one being number 3-4. The pitch home. He shoots it back out of play. Falls behind in the count. 1-2. It was boom or bust yesterday for Osuna in his Double-A debut. Picked up a multi-hit affair, second consecutive and 14th of the season. But he also picked up three strikeouts. 1-2, misses off the outer edge. Fastball at 91 from the right-hander. And Osuna even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Osuna, after that first inning double, has reached in 7 straight. 2 of those here at the Double-A level. The 2-2 swung on and missed on a changeup. And Guilfoyle has his 4th strikeout. And a very important out here to pick up out number 1 of this top of the bottom of the 3rd, rather. In steps Kellen Strom. Bounced out to 3rd base his last time up. Strom riding a 3-game hitting streak. It's been a hot and cold last couple of weeks for Strom, and he shoots one up the middle. That'll sneak into center field, a base hit, making a 4-game hit streak for Strom. And the Riders have runners at 1st and 2nd with just 1 away for Aaron Zavala. Johnson up to 2nd base. Strom behind him at 1st, and mentioned the hot and cold for Kellen Strom. He snapped a 4-game hitting streak last week on the road at Midland, then went 3 consecutive games without a hit, which, if you pay attention to Kellen Strom, he'll tell you, I'm good for about a hit a night. And that's been the truth all season long. Here's Aaron Zavala. He squares to bunt and takes the ball way outside. But after that 3-game skid without a hit for Strom, he's now hit safely in 4 in a row. Aaron Zavala struck out his last time up against Guilfoyle. Right-hander looks to 2nd, comes home, and a big cut and a miss by the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's 1-1. Zavala notched his 1st multi-hit game since the very beginning of the month. He went 18 straight games without a multi-hit affair, but changed that with a pair of hits last night. He shoots this one the other way into shallow left field. DeZenzo and Matthews going back, and it's Matthews who makes a tremendous sliding grab. Now Johnson back to 2nd, and they double him up. Cooper Johnson snuck down the line towards 3rd base and thought he had time to get back. They just beat him. It goes 6-4 on the double play, and the Riders' threat comes to a close. No runs on 1 hit. 1 error and 1 stranded. In the bottom of the 3rd, we head to the 4th. Riders down 2-1 at the hands of the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
The Astros' top prospect, Jacob Melton, digs in to lead off the top of the fourth against Dane Acker. Acker's sat down four in a row, the last two via a strikeout after giving up a two-run bomb in the second. Pitch home, called a strike to Melton right at the bottom of the zone. Melton has logged hits in four of his last five games, including a pair of multi-hit performances here in the series. The pitch home, swung on and missed. Nothing in two. Well, none bigger than the multi-hit game yesterday. A valiant effort by the Astros' top prospect. He logged his first career multi-hit or multi-homer game at the professional level. The pitch home from Acker. Check swing, and he was able to hold up on a fastball just above the zone. One and two on the left-handed hitting right fielder. Acker rocks and deals. The pitch is hit high and deep out to right. Ozuna going back. He's looking, and it is gone. Melton's third homer over the last two games, and that pushes the Hooks' lead back to two. It's 3-1 Corpus Christi. Acker left a breaking ball over the heart of the plate and a bit inside to the left-handed hitter. Hanging curveball. And Melton did not miss. Here's Zach DiCenzo. Grounded out to Max Acosta at second base his last time. And he takes a big cut, but comes up empty on a fastball elevated. DiCenzo has struck out in six consecutive games. In seven of his nine games at the level, as he fouls one out of play. Playing in his 10th game this year for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Despite the strikeouts, he's put up really good numbers. Entering tonight, came in with a .327 batting average, including a pair of home runs and an OPS north of 900. The 0-2. Checked his swing, and first base umpire Clay Williams says he didn't offer at it. Ball and two strikes. DiCenzo, a really big frame, 6'5", 230 pounds. The 1-2. Hit high in the air to the right side. Ortiz looking up in foul territory. He's camped under it, takes a step back, and hauls it out number one of the fourth frame. And with one away, Jeremy Orocho will get his second look tonight against the Rough Riders right-hander. Orocho had a tremendous start to the month, but has since cooled off a bit. He is one for one today. The pitch home. It was take all the way, and it missed downstairs. 1-0 advantage for the switch hitter, batting from the left side. Orocho saw his average peak at .280 after notching 12 hits over the first five games in this month of June. But ever since, he's now 9 for 52, including his second inning single. The 1-0. Hit hard right at the shortstop Rodriguez. He fields on a backhand and throws across in time. Two gone. Now Kennedy Corona will get an opportunity again with two outs. Corona picked up a single. It was more of a hustle single as he hit it to Max Acosta up the middle. And Acosta didn't quite get the ball over to first in time, and it allowed Corona to leg out an infield single. And then the next batter, Zach Cole, delivered a two-run blast to start the scoring here in this one. The pitch home, cut on and missed. There's a fastball. Outer third, 94 on the radar gun. Corona in the series now 5 of 13 at the dish. Does have an extra base hit. It was a double as he sends one back to the screen. He's behind, nothing in two. Playing in his fourth game out of five games here in this series. His lone off night was yesterday in the Hook's 8-6 loss. The 0-2 skips in, blocked by Johnson. There was the changeup from Acker. Corona was acquired by the Astros organization via a trade in 2019 with the Mets as he taps this one softly left side, but it carries into foul territory. It remains a ball and two strikes. Corona, known for his speed and his defensive prowess, was a Gold Glove winner last year. And he rips this one on a line past the diving Rodriguez. It's short. It's into left, the base hit. Rodriguez made quite an effort there, but hit a bit too hard. 104 off the bat. And it just snuck by a diving Rodriguez. Zach Cole, who homered against Acker his last time up, digs in from the left side. Cole is 2 for 12 in the series, and both of those hits have been homers. Righty readies. Corona started to go, shut it down, and the pitch misses upstairs. Corona certainly a threat to run. He finished 4th in the Astros organization last year with 32 stolen bases. Takes his lead. Started again as this one smacked to deep right center field. Ozuna going back, and all he can do is watch it carry out of the ballpark. A two-homer day for Zach Cole. And nearly the same scenario as the last time. Kenny DeCorona standing on first base. Two gone in the frame. Acker just left a changeup a bit higher than he would have liked. Still the bottom third of the zone, but just a bit elevated. And Zach Cole, again, didn't miss. Second homer of the frame, third allowed by Acker. Another two-run shot, and this one hit high and deep into left field. Zavala going back at the track, at the wall, and Jordan Brewer leaves the yard. Back-to-back homers on back-to-back pitches against Dane Acker. Three homers in the frame for the Hooks. And the lead has ballooned up to 5 runs. 6-1 Corpus Christi.
Well, yesterday, Winston Santos allowed 3 homers in his start, and now 4 homers allowed by Acker in his start. And this was after Rough Riders starters in the first 3 games of this series had each gone 6 innings. Pitched pretty well, so it's been home run derby here today for both these teams.
And it has. The wind is blowing out to left. So that swing for Jordan Brewer had a little bit of help. Came off the bat at 96 miles an hour. At a launch angle just above 32 degrees. Carried 384 feet. Now some action in the Riders' pen. Nobody up and throwing quite yet. But a few guys on their feet beginning to stretch, including Reed Burlingmeyer and Seth Clark. Acker kicks and delivers. Offering to Palma is taken just a bit outside. Ball and no strikes. Palma grounded out to third his last time up. Pitch home. Cut on and missed. Elevated heater. 92. Mentioned his last trip to the plate that Palma was an all-star last year within the Astros organization. And he started this year on a hot streak as Acker delivers a curveball that misses inside. He reached in 10 of his 13 games to open the season, but then had a stint on the injured list that began on April 24th. The 2-1 missed upstairs. It's a 3-1 advantage for the Hooks catcher. Went through a stint at the beginning of this month in the Florida Complex League, where he went 7-for-21 with a pair of doubles in six games and rejoined the Hooks in Corpus Christi. Fouls one back to the screen. Acker brings the count to full. Haven't seen a ton of deep counts against Dane Acker tonight. That's been an issue for him over the course of the year. Homers really haven't. Entered tonight with five homers allowed. He's been tagged for four on the evening, three in this inning. Palma gives this one a drive into deep left center field, but Kellen Strom got a good jump. He ranges over to make the play in front of the warning track. The inning has come and gone, but four runs on three homers, four total hits in the frame. No errors and nobody left on base. We head to the last of the fourth. Riders facing a five-run deficit for the second straight night. It's 6-1 Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here. When it comes to your home's plumbing, be it a leaking faucet, a running toilet, or a water heater gone cold, no job is too big or too small. Our team of punctual plumbers have the skills to get you out of a jam. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 for $50 off any plumbing repair.
Don't have to tell the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman opens the bottom of the fourth against Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle's used 59 pitches to get through three frames. Just one run allowed. It came on a solo homer by Max Acosta. First offering to Freeman is called a strike. Changeup just caught the bottom of the zone. Freeman flew out to deep left his last time up. And the pitch home. Laced into left center field. And Corona got a really good jump on it. Hammered at 97 off the bat. But a line out to the center fielder, Kennedy Corona. Provides the first out of the fourth inning. Tyler Guilfoyle. First, Cabo Rodriguez, who struck out to open the top of the second. Cabo in the series now 6-for-12 and even .500, including a pair of doubles. The pitch home. Ran off the outer edge. That was a changeup by Guilfoyle. 1-0 advantage for the Riders shortstop. One called a strike, caught the bottom of the zone. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Caber riding a four-game hitting streak, and three of those have been multi-hit games. He's also scored a run in three consecutive games. The 1-1 taken up and in. That was the sweeper. Rather the changeup. Hung a bit inside and found eye level to the right-handed hitter. The pitch cranked into left center field. Cole going back at the track, looking, and it's off the base of the wall. Rodriguez has got himself extra bases.
He'll pull into second base with a stand-up double. They gave it a ride, 1-0-1 off the bat. Just narrowly missed, hammering his fourth homer of the year. Riders have another shot with a runner in scoring position.
He settled for his third double of the series. He's really been swinging it well. He's now 7-for-13 in the set.
Impressive stuff, Cabo Rodriguez. Here's Abby Ortiz, who popped out his last time up. Pitch home. Taken, called a strike. Middle with the changeup. Ortiz had himself a long at-bat. Got to see quite a few pitches from Tyler Guilfoyle in his first trip. But Guilfoyle won the battle with a pop out to the shortstop. A pitch home. Chopped on the ground into the Hooks dugout on the first base side. Ortiz behind, nothing and two. Abby picked up a multi-hit game yesterday. Marked his first of the month. Guilfoyle steps off. Ortiz ready in the box. Now Guilfoyle ready to go. Rodriguez at second base after the double with one away here. Riders trailing 6-1 in this bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Hit high in the air to deep right center field, but playable for Corona. He's camped behind it. Makes the grab. Rodriguez tags. The throw on its way to third is offline and wouldn't have mattered anyway. Rodriguez moves up 90 feet. But Guilfoyle has the second out of this bottom of the fourth. Max Acosta steps back into the right-handed batter's box. Acosta responsible for the lone run for the Riders offensively tonight. Came on a solo shot. Got a chance to pick up another RBI. Pitch home. Smacked a looper into shallow right center field. Corona able to range over to make the play. Now the Riders go down. They send four to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. No runs on one hit. It was a double by Caber Rodriguez. No errors, and Rodriguez was stranded there at third base. Four in the books. We head to the top of the fifth. Riders trailing 6-1 to the Hooks when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will take over on the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Well, as Dane Acker brings us back from break, Dane Acker back out on the hill for the top of the fifth inning. Riders trailing 6-1. There's Jaron Williams in the first pitch. It's up and into the leadoff hitter and top of the order batter. It's one ball and no strikes. Dane Acker has allowed 6 runs so far. All of them have been via the long ball. He rocks and fires. Check swing, strike outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. 4 homers allowed, the most by any Rough Riders pitcher this year. The 6 runs tie a career high and season high for runs allowed in a game for Acker. 1-1. Off the outside corner, missing away with the slider. 2 balls and 1 strike on Williams, who's 0 for 2 today. Zach Cole hit a 2-run homer in the second. And then 3 solo homers, or excuse me, 3 total homers. The pitch is a swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 2-2. 3 total homers in the fourth. Jacob Melton, a solo shot. 2-run homer by Zach Cole as he's driven in 4 on 2 2-run homers. And Jordan Brewer, a solo shot to follow him in the fourth inning. Brewer has now belted 5 homers. 4 of them have come against the Riders. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider below the zone, and Dane Acker has his 3rd strikeout. One away for Bryce Matthews. 0 for 2 for the shortstop today. 1 for 13 in the series. 6 runs on 7 hits for the Hooks. 1 run on 4 hits for the Riders. The pitch. That's up and in, and it's 1-0. Uncharted territory for Acker in terms of this kind of start, but good news is he is still in pretty good shape with that pitch count. Still a chance to go 6 innings with a clean inning here. The 1-0. That's on the inside corner. A strike. We're even at 1 ball and 1 strike on Acker, or from Acker, I should say, to Matthews. There's some milling about in the bullpen for the Riders, but nobody up and throwing quite yet. He offers the 1-1. Lined hard into right field, it sinks in a base hit. Well, Bryce Matthews going to the opposite way. That brings up Jacob Melton, who's homered 3 times in his last 2 games. He's 3 for his last 7. All 3 hits have been homers. 394-foot shot his last time up off the waterfall in right center field. Acker readies and throws over to first, and it skips away past Matthews. And it's picked up by Acosta down the right side. He fires it in to Cabo Rodriguez, the cutoff man, but a throwing error by Dane Acker. Second time in as many games the Riders have had a throwing error by their pitcher. Frisco committed 2 errors yesterday. A runner in scoring position now for Melton. A guy you really have to be careful with. His homer came on a 1-2 pitch in the fourth. Yesterday, he homered on a 3-1 pitch and a 2-2 pitch. The offering, that's popped up on the infield. Cabo Rodriguez under it at short. Both feet on the outfield grass. He puts it away. 2 outs here in the 5th. Big pitch to get that first pitch out against Melton. Zach DiZenzo climbs in. He's grounded out and popped out today. A homer yesterday. The Rangers currently in action right now in Baltimore, and it's a homer fest here. It's been a homer fest at Camden Yards as well. The pitch. DiZenzo, a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-1. We have good news and we have bad news regarding Corey Seager. The good news is he homered his 15th of the year. The bad news is he was hit by a pitch on the wrist, and he had to exit the game. So hopefully Corey Seager is okay. 0-1. Up and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Orioles currently lead 5-4. After the Seager homer, Anthony Santander smacked his 22nd homer to tie the game. Derek Hill then answered with his first homer of the season to make it 2-1. Here's the stretch. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup down in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heston Kerstad then blasted a grand slam. Nathaniel Lowe answered with a two-run homer of his own in the sixth inning. That's where it currently stands at 5-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Michael Lorenzen got the start. Dane Dunning is currently in there out of the bullpen for the Rangers. So one ball and two strikes on DeZenzo. Pitch home. Down and in the dirt. Johnson blocks. Two balls and two strikes. The Rangers have really struggled offensively. They're 28th in Major League Baseball in OPS this year. And to lose Corey Seager would be a massive blow, especially when Josh Young is right on the precipice of coming back from injury. Tyler Mahle is right on the precipice of coming back from injury as well. On the pitching side, so is Jacob DeGrom. 2-2. Swinging a line drive down the left side. That one hooks down fair into the corner to the wall. Matthews wheels around third. He comes in to score. DeZenzo replaces him at second with an RBI double. And it's now 7-1 Hooks. Zach DeZenzo hitting that one at 104 miles an hour exit velocity. It's now a career high in runs allowed in a start for Dane Acker at 7. And Jeremy Orocho bats now. It was a fastball up and in that DeZenzo just turned on. Orocho, left-handed batter, 1-for-2 today. The pitch. Away, a throw down to second on the back pick, not in time. One ball and no strikes. And just as we said that it's 5-4. There's an RBI double for Anthony Santander. It's now 6-4. Baltimore leads it at Oriole Park in Camden Yards. The pitch. On the outside edge, a strike with a changeup. It's one ball and one strike on Orocho. Riders trailing 7-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Winning back-to-back games in this series yesterday and Thursday. Ackers 1-1. Hits on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes in Orocho. And actually, we just got word from Evan Grant on Twitter. Initial x-rays on Seager's left wrist are negative, so first diagnosis is no fracture. That's great news for the Rangers. Hopefully just day-to-day then for Corey. One, two. Down and away in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes in Orocho. Left-handed batter with another lefty in Corona on deck and starting to see a little bit more action out of the bullpen, but Acker is still working on just 73 pitches, so still in good shape. Seth Clark and Steven Jennings are standing on the mound. The pitch is flicked foul back behind home, and it's still two balls, two strikes. This has been his most laborious inning so far. Sitting at 74 pitches. In his last two starts, he went 91 and 90, respectively. Offering is just a bit inside. Three balls, two strikes. Riders have been really good in games that Acker has started this year. They're 8-4 in those games, but need a little bit more offense to come from behind today. 3-2. Swinging a tapper up the middle. Acosta, the second baseman, tries to pick, and he goes off the heel of his glove out in front of him, and Orocho is safe. Would have been a tough play even if he did field that ball, so it'll probably be an infield single. But there are now runners at first and third. DeZenzo down to third base. Here's Kennedy Corona now, and John Goble emerges from the Rough Riders dugout. Riders pitching coach will go have a chat with Acker. Scott Capers, the Rough Riders Bullpen coach starts to, or bullpen catcher, I should say, starts to get his gear on as well. Seth Clark, Stephen Jennings standing up over there. Looks like Clark will begin throwing. He's working on 5 days rest, so due to pitch today anyway.
Zach, for the time being, they've charged Max Acosta with an error.
That's a tough error.
That is a tough one. Not an easy play to make. He was playing deep in the hole at second base and had to charge in on a bouncer and knew he had to go quick, so tried to catch it on a short hop. Was going to have to make a quick transfer to catch Orocho.
Well, Kennedy Corona, the batter now. 2 for 2 with a couple singles, one on the infield, one to left. Runners on the corners, two outs, top of the fifth inning. Right-hander fires. Fastball is up. 1-0. Well, it's been an ugly day for the Rough Riders. Just a run on 4 hits and 2 errors defensively. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Riders committing 2 errors defensively in back-to-back games. It's been a long time since the Riders have done that. Frisco has been the best in minor league baseball defensively this year. 1-1. Up and in, and it's 2-1. Acker trying to work out of this inning. And a throw goes over to first, not in time. Last time the Riders committed 2 errors in consecutive games, you have to go all the way back to May 29th and May 30th in San Antonio. Nearly a month ago. Three and one on Corona. Acker pitches. Swing and a miss. 3-2. And Corona calls for time. Infield to pull. Acker ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. He kicks and fires. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Osuna over towards the line. He's there. He puts it away to retire the side. But the damage done again. 1 run on 2 hits, an error, and 2 left on. We go to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's now 7-1. Corpus lead to the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And of the home half of the fifth inning. The Riders trying to get their bats going, trailing 7-1 to the Corpus Christi Hooks, game five of this six-game series. Premier Chavez, Cooper Johnson, Alejandro Osuna, the 3-2 up, 8-9-1, Guilfoyle offers. It just misses a hair outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Chavi, a strikeout back in the second. Well, this is when the Riders got their bats going last night. 1-0. Dips down and in. Two balls and no strikes. They trail 7-1 right now. It was last night going into the bottom of the fifth where they trailed 5-0. Franer Chavez, this man, hit a three-run homer. They then scored two runs in the sixth and three in the seventh. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1 to come from behind and win it 8-6. Do they get something going here in the fifth? The pitch. That's up and in. Three balls and one strike. Guilfoyle surrendered a solo homer to Max Acosta in the second, but has since just allowed one hit in every inning. He nods yes at the sign, the 3-1. Chavez swings, grounds it softly to second. Orocho one step to his left. He swallows it in and throws him out one away. Cooper Johnson bats now. He reached on an error by the third baseman DiCenzo back in the third. Cooper Johnson stands in now, right-handed batter. Just a 219 average, but a good OPS. The pitch is a strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. Johnson OPS above 750. That is great for a catcher. Great for anybody, really. The 0-1 is up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. If you're a catcher who can produce an OPS above 700 and you can catch a good game, you become a very valuable player. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. One ball and two strikes, and that's what Cooper Johnson has been for the Riders this year. A very good defensive catcher. One of the best in the league in his caught stealing percentage behind the plate. And then in addition to that, he's also been one of the best home run hitting catchers in the league. 1-2. He pops it in the air down the right side and foul. Still one ball and two strikes with one down to the bases clear. 7-1 Corpus, bottom of the fifth. Pitch home. He takes away. Two balls and two strikes. Grand slam on Thursday for Cooper was the first of his career. 2-2. He swings and misses and a changeup on the inside corner, strike three. Guilfoyle strikes out his fifth and there are two away. Top of the card now for the Riders and Alejandro Osuna. He has doubled and struck out today. He's been all or nothing so far for the Rough Riders. Three hits in seven at-bats. It's either a double, a single, or a strikeout so far for him. He's doubled twice. Pitching coach Sean Buchanan makes his way out to the mound and he'll have a chat with Guilfoyle. Working on 80 pitches now and starting to see some action out in that Corpus Christi bullpen down the right side. Again, we can't tell who it is warming up in the bullpen because they put a protective screen up there so the catcher can better see the pitcher's pitches. Osuna, a left-handed batter. I wonder if Buchanan saw something in Osuna's swing that they want to exploit. It's Lane Henderson who is warming up in the bullpen. First pitch. Osuna takes down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Nobody warming out of the bullpen right now, and actually now Seth Clark is starting to loosen. 1-0. Top of the zone is strike, and it's 1-1, so we'll probably see Clark out in the the top of the sixth inning. One ball and one strike, the pitch. Osuna takes away. It's 2-1. Osuna figures to provide a little more thump into this Riders lineup. His 9 home runs down in Hickory would tie Cody Freeman for the team lead here after Freeman homered yesterday. 2-1. Breaking ball, grounder foul up the first baseline. It's 2-2 now. That's what the Riders have been missing, is a true homer guy in this lineup, but it's not like Osuna is a boom or bust in general kind of guy. And he'll be able to help this Rough Riders offense with some more long ball power. Black hair poking out the back of his batter's helmet. 2-2. Just inside. Barely missing. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Down in Hickory, he hit 272 with an 825 OPS. That's 9 homers and 10 stolen bases. 3-2. He swings and pops it up on the left side of the infield. The third baseman, DiCenzo, back into the outfield. Grass, he's there and makes the catch to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Guilfoyle in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. It's Seth Clark out of the Riders' pen. When we come back, we'll also have some trivia with Luke on the other side of the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Clark takes over for Dane Acker as we move to the top of the sixth inning. It's 7-1. Corpus Christi leads it here in Game 5 of the series. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. It's time for trivia here in the top of the sixth. Bottom third of the order, due up for the hooks. First pitch to Zach Cole. He slashes it down the left side, but it just hooks foul, and it's 0-1. Cole is 2-for-2 with a couple two-run homers today. He's had a great day at the ballpark. Well, our trivia today does not have anything to do with home runs. Instead, it's on the pitching side of things. The pitch. That's up and in. It's 1-1-1. There was a guy who pitched in the 90s and into the 2000s. Luke, you may have heard of him. His name was Randy Johnson.
Rings a bell.
He had his 4,000th strikeout today back in 2004. 1-1 pitch. Line foul out of play down the left side. It's 1-2. This trivia question, by the way, comes courtesy of our friend Anthony, the assistant clubhouse attendant on the home side for the Rough Riders. Anthony's going to be going to Arkansas next year, graduated from McKinney High School here locally. 1-2. Inside, it hit him on the wrist. Cole hit by a fastball on the right wrist, and he's aboard to lead off this sixth inning. Jordan Brewer bats now, 7-1 Corpus in the sixth. That one definitely hurt. Bottom of the right wrist. So along the lines, Luke, of the 4,000th strikeout for Randy Johnson, He retired in 2009. And he retired as the active strikeout leader in the major leagues. Since his retirement, we're looking at the top 10 in strikeouts since 2009. As the pitch is high, it's one ball and no strikes.
I'm going to say Max Scherzer.
He's number one.
Clayton Kershaw.
He's number three.
Does Garrett Cole make the cut?
He is number seven.
13.
The pick. Up and in. It's two balls and no strikes.
Verlander on there?
Verlander's number two. Two out of Brewer. Up and away. Three balls, no strikes.
How about Greinke?
Zach Greinke's number four. Clark readies and brings in the 3-0. That's high for ball four. A hit by pitch and a walk. Start off the sixth inning. Miguel Palma stands in now. 7-1 Corpus. We play in the top of the sixth. Quick visit from Johnson out to Clark.
Trying to think here.
Looking for the top 10 in strikeouts in Major League Baseball since the year 2009 when Randy Johnson retired.
Does Burley make the list?
Burley does not. He is not in the top 50.
Really?
Oh, okay. This is since 2009.
Oh, that's right. 2009.
First pitch to Miguel Palma. Fits at the top of the zone. A strike, 0-1.
Oh, man. I got to be missing someone obvious here.
These are all big names.
Oh, for sure.
0-1. Up and away, and it's one ball and one strike.
What are we missing here? How many are we missing?
We're missing 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. Five.
Halfway.
The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. 1-2. Just two of them are active.
What about King Felix?
Felix is close. Felix is 13th. Finished his career with 1,931 strikeouts. The pitch, and Palma checks his swing. He couldn't hold up. Strike three. Fastball at the top of the zone. One out of the first strikeout for Clark.
I don't know if he pitched deep enough after 2009, but CeCe Sabathia?
Not on the list.
Not on the list.
He's 21st.
You extend the years on that further back. I think he probably goes up.
Definitely. First pitch to Williams is a swing and a miss and a good slider inside in the right-handed batter. 0-1.
John Lester?
John Lester is sixth. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went with a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Got him to cut through it. 0-2.
Are all of these starters?
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Didn't know if we had a sneaky reliever in there.
Reliever with 2,000 strikeouts? Yeah. That'd be impressive.
Yeah. You never know.
Missing 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 0-2. Chopper to third. Chavez has got it on to second for one. Acosta to first. Not in time. Cole down to third. Just hit too softly. They got Brewer at second for the second out. Runners cornered now for Bryce Matthews. 7-1 Corpus here in the sixth. 5-4 fielder's choice.
Longevity-wise, I'd imagine that Waino ends up somewhere on this list.
Adam Wainwright is 15th. He does not make the list. First pitch. Strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. Looking for top 10 at most strikeouts since the year 2009 when Randy Johnson hung up his cleats as the pitch is down and in. 1-1.
How about David Price?
He's number 9.
Yeah, there we go.
1-1. Strike at the top of the zone. Williams heads down to second. And he steals it. 1-2.
Any of our final names still active?
The pitch is low and away in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 is number 5. Still got a ways to catch Greinke, though, at number 4. 2-2. Inside corner, got him looking. Seth Clark strikes out 2 in a scoreless inning in the 6th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, 2 left on. Bottom 6 next. We'll continue trivia after. It's 7-1 Corpus in the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Daddy.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman, who you just heard from, due up here in this 6th inning against Cole McDonald, the new right-hander. It's Lane Henderson who takes over on the mound. Well, Henderson, the right-hander, fires in. And that one misses up, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson with a very funky motion to the plate, completely throwing his whole body at the plate and nearly losing his balance in the process. He deals. It's on the inside corner with a changeup for a strike. 1-1 on Strom. All right, we continue our trivia here with Luke. We're looking for the top 10 pitchers in strikeouts, the 1-0. There's a line drive off the end of the bat, sinking into shallow left. Cole coming on, and he makes the sliding catch. A Strom robbed out in left field by Zach Cole, and there's one away for Aaron Zavala. 7-1 Corpus, bottom of the 6th inning. We're looking for the top 10 in strikeouts since 2009 when Randy Johnson retired. And Luke has gotten Max Scherzer at 1, Justin Verlander at 2, Clayton Kershaw at 3, Zach Greinke at 4, John Lester at 6, Garrett Cole at 7, and David Price at 9 as the pitch is rifled into right center field by Zavala. That one's down and into the alley. Zavala turns around first, heading to second. Corona's throw, not in time. Aaron Zavala with his second double of the series. He's in scoring position now with the Riders trailing 7-1.
That's a really good swing there by Zavala. Starting to find that swing, get it back. Couple of hits yesterday. Good-looking double right there. The Riders are in business. Though, Zach, on our trivia topic, does Matt Bum make the cut?
Madison Bumgarner is number 8.
Okay. How about Johnny Cueto?
Johnny Cueto is not on the list. He's number 22. First pitch to Cody Freeman. Low and outside in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes.
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish is number 12, just outside the top 10.
Chris Sale.
Chris Sale is number 5.
I don't know how I didn't think of
Chris Hale. 1-0. Strike in the upper edge outside corner, 1-1.
What are we missing here?
Yeah. Missing number 10. That's it. Missing
just
number 10.
Okay.
One one. At the bottom of the zone, a strike with a changeup. 1-2. Such a low split. Oh, sorry. It might be a splitter that Henderson is throwing.
It's a low spin rate right there. Just a tick over 1,000.
He readies and brings it in. Up and away. That time missing with a slider. 2-2. Runner at second, one out. Riders trailing 7-1 in the sixth inning.
Is this player still active?
No, just retired. The pitch.
Just retired.
Up and away, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson, the 28-year-old, making his first appearance with the hooks as time called. And Freeman steps out. He pitched for Corpus Christi in 2019, 2021, 2022, and after going to the Tigers organization last year, back here in the Astros org. He deals home. Popped up on the right side, foul ground. Brewer going over, and he runs out of room. It's a foul ball, and man, he ran into the top railing of the dugout and nearly went tumbling in, but he'll be held up by one of the members of the coaching staff. Like Bobby Bell, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Say just retired. This is a little bit of a stretch, but James Shields.
It's not James Shields. That's it. It's a good guess. The offering. Freeman takes just outside. Ball four. Runners at first and second, and one down for the Riders. And here's Cabo Rodriguez, who doubled his last time up, and now he has a good opportunity with one swing to get the Riders back into this game.
Does Lance Lynn fit on this list?
Oh, man, he's 11th. The pitch is outside, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes.
Rick Porcello, is he still active? I think he retired.
He is not active and also not in the top 10. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1 ball and 1 strike. Missing one player in the top 10 of strikeouts since 2009 when Randy Johnson retired for our trivia. The 1-1. In the air, down the right field line. Melton over towards the line. He's got a beat on it, and he makes the catch. A tag from Zavala, but he bluffs onto third base. A two down now in the inning for Abimelech Ortiz. 7-1 Corpus Christi, bottom of the sixth.
Is this an AL or an NL player?
Both.
Well, that doesn't help.
Most known, I would say, for the NL, which is where he started, then traded over to the AL. The pitch. Ortiz takes high on the changeup or split finger. And it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. The offering. Fouled straight back, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Left-hander. Does that help?
Yeah. Lefty that went from the NL to the AL.
He's pitched here in this building, in Riders Field, if that helps you at all.
Cole Hamels.
Cole Hamels.
There we go.
1-1. Misses up high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
Couldn't think of Cole.
It's one of my favorite stories among many with Cole Reagans, who was here in 21 and 22. Cole Reagans idolized Cole Hamels growing up and really modeled himself after him. 2-1. Ortiz swings and misses, and it's 2-2. Well, when he first got traded to the Rangers, Hamels, that was right after Reagans had been drafted. And so he got to shadow him for a couple days in spring training, got to follow him around. Well, then Hamels was a free agent in 2021 and threw a bullpen here on the field at Riders Field. And Cole Reagans had just been promoted here to AA. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive loop towards third, and DeZenzo makes the catch. Well, Reagans had the opportunity to meet up again with Cole Hamels and reunite with him. He said it was one of the coolest moments in his career to that point. And, of course, now in the big leagues. We go to the top of the seventh. Riders held off the board, trailing 7-1. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Clark back on for the Riders to work in this top of the seventh. Riders offensively haven't been able to get much going. And their bullpen has been very good, not only in this series, but over the month of June, and even if you extend it back to the month of May, all year they've been good, but they've been very dominant over this stretch of 5 or 6 weeks. Clark worked a scoreless sixth. He has a left-handed hitter and Jacob Melton to open the frame, and Melton watches ball one. Clark had to labor just a bit in that sixth inning, but able to work out of a jam. Lefty kicks home, and there's a shattered bat. It didn't go all that far, but it split right in half. So Melton will have to grab himself a new piece of lumber. Melton is 1-for-3 today. Popped out his last trip up. Grounded out the first time, and in that fourth inning hit his third homer over his last two games. Yesterday delivered a pair of two-run shots, but the Riders got the last laugh as Tyler Owens was able to get him to foul out to Cody Freeman at third base to end the game. One and one the count. Pitch misses down and away. A fastball at 94 from Clark. Lefty with a closed off stance. Kicks his leg and comes home. Here's a fly ball into center field. Playable for Strom. He started back. Now ranges in and reaches skyward to haul in the first out of the frame. Clark didn't give up any hits in that sixth inning, but did hit a batter and issued a walk. He was able to strand both of them. Tonight is the fifth appearance for Clark against the Hooks as the first pitch to DeZenzo misses down and in. Over that four-game span entering tonight, he's gone 4 2/3 innings, being tagged with just one earned run. bring him to a 1.93 ERA, a 1-0 record. He delivers and misses just a bit downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. On the hooks, third baseman Zach DiCenzo. DiCenzo, in the fifth inning, provided an RBI double. That brought us to the 7-1 score that we stand at now. So there's a called strike over the heart of the plate on the left-hander. DiCenzo 3 for 16 of the series now. The 2-1 in the dirt. And rolled up Cooper Johnson's left leg. Hung up in the air for a minute. Nothing more than ball three. Lefty ready. He comes set. Kicks and delivers. The 3-1. Called a strike. Upper third of the strike zone. And the count moves to full. Lefty peers in. He has his sign. Clark ready to go. Rocks the front leg. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a pitch down and in. And DiCenzo's down on strikes. Two up, two down. And the third strikeout in two innings for Seth Clark. Jeremy Orocho will get a look at the Riders' left-hander. The first offering to Orocho misses downstairs, blocked by Johnson. Jeremy Orocho is 1-for-3 tonight, but you could argue he should be 2-for-3. Max Acosta was charged with an error that was a difficult play for Acosta to make. Orocho would love to see a hit as he swings out of his shoes, but came up empty. 94 in the lower third. And he was unable to catch up to it. Orocho looking to get something started here in the seventh against Clark. Hooks leading 7-1. They about hit the Riders 9-5 tonight. The pitch home. Called a strike. Make it 1-2. Clark readies in search of strikeout number 4. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. A 1-2-3. Top of the seventh for the left-hander Seth Clark. He's up to 4 strikeouts, 2 in the frame. We head to the last of the seventh inning. Riders trailing by 6 at the hands of the Hooks. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Max Acosta gets things going in the bottom of the seventh for the Riders. He did digs into the box. He's 1-for-2 tonight with a solo homer. First pitch. It's called a strike. Counter third. What looks to be a splitter. Lane Henderson delivers. This one smoked into left field, but hanging up just enough for Zach Cole out there in left. Two pitches in and out for Lane Henderson here in the seventh. Goes to hit it hard, 100 off the bat, but nothing to show for it. As he lines out to the Hawks left fielder. Brainer Chavez digs in, provided a three-run homer in yesterday's come-from-behind win. He bats from the left side and takes the first offering a bit in on the hands. Xavi is now 2-for-9 in the series. Led the team yesterday with 4 RBI. 1-0. Swatted the other way, but out of play. A ball on a strike. Lane Henderson was added to this roster as he delivers one, and Xavi shoots it the other way, taking Cole back just in front of the track. He's there to make the play. A line out, and now a fly out to left field, and there's two gone for the Riders in the bottom of the seventh. As I was saying, Henderson just added to this Hawks roster this week. Stands at 6'4", a 28-year-old. Drafted by the Astros in 2018. Which misses down and away. The right-handed hitting Cooper Johnson. Johnson reached on an error in the third inning and then struck out his last time in the fifth. He's now 1-for-9 in the series, but that one hit a grand slam. He watches a called strike on the splitter. Just caught the outer edge. It's just the 10th outing of the year for Lane Henderson as Johnson waves and misses. And Henderson hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. A pitch home. Johnson lays off and it misses outside. Two's wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Riders trailing 7-1 with the bases empty here in the bottom of the seventh. Henderson kicks. The 2-2 is hit well into center field. Corona there camped under it and makes a back-pedaling grab. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Lane Henderson. The Riders go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played 7 from Riders Field. The Hawks lead the Riders 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Seth Clark is done. He works a pair of scoreless innings for the Riders and gives way to from another right-hander in Andy Rodriguez, making his 21st appearance out of the pen for the Riders this year. And he's been very, very good. 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA. He has earned himself a couple of saves. His career ERA across 58 games is just a touch higher at 3.74. Still really solid. Top of the eighth, Riders trailing 7-1 to the Hooks. It's the 6-7-8 batters two up against Rodriguez. Rodriguez kicks and fires, and the first pitch is bounced on the ground, chest high to Acosta. He fires a strike to Ortiz in front of Corona. One pitch, one out for Andy Rodriguez. That's how you'd like to start an outing. Riders trailing by six. They mounted their largest comeback of the season of 5 runs yesterday. Started a bit earlier than the eighth inning, but never count out the Riders. There's the first pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Zach Cole, who is 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of 2-run homers. And most recently led off the sixth inning against Seth Clark with a hit by pitch. Swats this one foul out of play. And he finds himself behind 0-2 against the righty Rodriguez. Rodriguez, his sixth appearance against Corpus Christi. He's been tagged with just 1 run. So hit high in the air. Works its way back out of play. Cole stays alive. Rodriguez, a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup mix. Out of Cuba, 25-year-old. Gets a wave and a miss. Strikeout number one, out number two. Andy Rodriguez here in the top of the eighth. Mentioned Rodriguez tagged with 1 earned run across 5 outings against Corpus Christi. A 1.35 ERA. That 1 run coming in 6 2/3 innings of work. Here's Jordan Brewer, and the first pitch is called a strike. There was the slider. The 0-1, just missed outside, 93 with a fastball. Evens things at 1-1. Jordan Brewer has homered tonight. And it came as part of back-to-back homers with Zach Cole, who just struck out. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball away. Rodriguez in the driver's seat. Riders pitchers have struck out 2 over the last 2 innings as this one's laced into center field. Strom is there. He takes a step back and makes the grab above his ball cap. 1-2-3, top of the eighth for the Hooks. They go down in order against Andy Rodriguez. To the last of the eighth inning we go. Riders behind 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for A Night About Nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for A Night About Nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the card for the Riders here, trying to mount a comeback. They trail 7-1. And they'll have to do so against a new arm. It's Cole McDonald, the right-hander, who comes on in relief of Lane Henderson. The first to face McDonald here tonight is Alejandro Osuna at the top of the lineup. The pitch home. Osuna takes, called strike down the middle. Osuna tonight, 1-for-3 with a double, a stolen base, and a strikeout. Right-hander kicks and fires, and this one tapped foul back to the netting. And Osuna has to shorten up. He's behind 0-2. Strom and Zavala, the next two due up in the frame. Donald set at the belt. He lifts and delivers. This one fouled off to the left side into the seats. Remains 0-2. Bit of a pull side shift on as the pitch skips in. Blocked by Palma behind the dish. Cole McDonald worked a pair of shutout innings earlier in this series against the Riders. Picked up 3 strikeouts. Didn't allow a hit. He lifts and fires. And Osuna chases, blocked by Palma. Calls inside and delivers a strike to Brewer. And Osuna strikes out. Cole McDonald opened the year in Sugar Land and was sent here to AA back on June 21st. So really enjoying his first week here with his new teammates. Already kicks and fires, and Strom watches a called strike one. Just caught the inner edge of the zone, that is. McDonald, a 15th round selection in 2019. Originally from New Hampton, Iowa. Was a Hawkeye there for Iowa during his college career. The 0-1 to Strom is hit on a line, and Matthews digs it out on a short hop. Delivers high to Brewer, but in time for the second out of the frame. Aaron Zavala will try to get something going for the Riders with 2 away here in the bottom of the 8th. Riders trailing 7-1. Came back from down 5-0 yesterday. But they're down to their final 4 outs. Righty kicks and fires, and that one missed downstairs and went off of Palma's mitt and caromed all the way over the netting behind the plate. And a fan and around the 4th row themselves a souvenir. Zavala ahead. Ball and no strikes. The pitch home. And it just misses upstairs with a fastball. Zavala picked up his first multi-hit affair since the very first day of the month back on June 1st. That was yesterday. He's got a chance to do it here. The 2-0 runs inside. Zavala in the driver's seat at 3 balls and no strikes. Left-handed hitters this year against McDonald are 0-for-5 entering this trip. Zavala watches a called strike and checked that 0-for-6 after Osuna struck out to open up this frame. Right-hander kicks and fires, the 3-1, called a strike. Over the heart of the plate, and the count runs full. Cody Freeman stands on deck. Freeman is 0 for 2 tonight with a walk, but he's got a streak of 5 consecutive games with an extra base hit on the line, as well as a 7-game hitting streak. Pitch to Zavala, he checked his swing. They appeal down, and Steven Rios Jr. at third base says he went around. Zavala can't believe it. He's got his arms off to his side. He thought he was able to hold up the swing. Carlos Cardoza having a chat with Steven Rios Jr. But it's the second strikeout in a 1-2-3 frame for Cole McDonald. We've played 8 from Riders Field. The Riders trail 7-1. We head to the ninth, and when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us the rest of the way.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-price Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the top half of the ninth inning. It's 7-1 Corpus Christi over the Frisco Rough Riders. 9-1-2 due up for the Hooks in this top of the ninth inning. Andy Rodriguez on the hill for Frisco on the first pitch. Palma in the air down the right field line. A long run for Osuna, and it's foul. It's 0-1 on Palma. Andy Rod worked a 1-2-3 eighth inning with a strikeout. Rough Riders' bullpen continues to be great. Frisco has the best bullpen in the month of June in the Texas League. They have the third best bullpen ERA in all minor league baseball this year. 0-1 is a strike on the outside edge. The inside corner, I should say, and it's 0-2. Over the last 29 games, this bullpen a 1.61 ERA. And think back to yesterday after Winston Santos went two and two-thirds innings, allowing 5 runs. 0-2. High, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The bullpen carried it the rest of the way, allowing just 1 run over their 6 1/3 innings, and they were fantastic. Well, today, similar story, but just a tough start for Acker. 1-2. Lined up the middle into center, right at Kellen Strom, and he's there to make the head-high catch. One out here in the ninth inning. Jaron Williams bats now. Top of the card, 7-1 Hooks. Acker allowed 7 runs, 6 earned in his start today. First pitch is outside. 1 ball and no strikes. We'll see Emiliano Teodo start tomorrow for the Rough Riders. He's 4-2 with a 2.06 ERA. Joey Mancini, who started game 1 for Corpus, will go for the Hooks. The pitch. Fouled back. Williams mad at himself, swinging at that pitch way above the zone. On a fastball, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams 0 for 4 today. First pitch at 6:05 tomorrow. 1-1. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. And usually the Riders would have an off day on Monday after a Sunday game, but because of the 4th of July, the Riders will travel to Arkansas on Monday and will play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then travel overnight back here and play on July 4th at home. The pitch. Foul back. Still one ball and two strikes, so 6:05 tomorrow, 6:35 in Arkansas on Monday for July 1st. One, two. Ground ball to the opposite way, right at Abby Ortiz, who's got it at first. He takes it himself to the bag and retires Williams. Two outs here in the ninth inning. 7-1 our score. Rough Riders trail to the Corpus Christi Hogs. Bryce Matthews bats now. Matthews 1-for-4. A single and a run scored back in the fifth. No team has scored since that fifth inning. The pitch. Low off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Attendance tonight of 5,934 here in Frisco. Rodriguez, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaker below the zone. One ball and one strike. One-one. Up and away, two balls and one strike. If the Riders do indeed lose this one tonight, it'll set up a bit of a rubber one tomorrow. The Riders with a win would win this series. With a loss, would split the set with the Hooks. Four taking on the Travs. 2-1. Just high. Could have been called, didn't get called, and it's three balls and one strike with two outs and the bases clear. Riders down by six. We'll have the middle third of the order due up when we reach the bottom of the ninth inning. 3-1 offering. There's a fly ball out to right field, pushing Osuna back. He's into a back pedal. He's under it, and he puts it away. One-handed in front of his ball cap for the final out of this top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom nine next. Riders down 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom of the ninth inning. Casey Ford taking over on the mound in a non-save situation for the Hooks. The Rough Riders trailing 7-1. It's Cody Freeman, Cabo Rodriguez, and Abimelech Ortiz due up middle third of the order. Ford, the 26-year-old out of Logan, Utah, went to Kansas State this season with Corpus Christi, a 5.04 ERA and 22 outings. Second appearance in this series for the big right-hander at 6'6", 275 pounds. He threw a scoreless inning in a third. Back on the 26th. First pitch to Freeman. He watches at the bottom of the zone. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball, a strike, and it's 0-1. The Riders have seen plenty of Ford this season. He's making his seventh appearance head-to-head against the Riders. He cooks in the 0-1. That's low and outside, back to the backstop. It's one ball and one strike. Ford, a 1.69 ERA against the Riders this season. 5 1/3 innings, he's allowed just one earned run with 6 strikeouts. He stretches, and he delivers home to Freeman. That's low and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Freeman is 0-1 against him this season. Only Riders to have hits against him, Aaron Zavala, Cooper Johnson, and Liam Hicks. 2-1. Swinging a line shot past third and out into left field down the line. Cole races to dig it out, and he slings it back in. And Cody Freeman with a leadoff single here in the ninth inning. And extends his hitting streak to 8 games. Riders trail 7-1. And here's Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez, who's 1-for-3 with a double today. The Riders held to just 6 hits so far and 1 run. The solo homer by Max Acosta. Dane Acker surrendered 4 homers in his start. A 2-run homer by Zach Cole in the second. Solo homer by Jacob Melton in the fourth. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Rodriguez. Up and away, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Another Zach Cole 2-run homer later in that fourth inning, and then Jordan Brewer homered to go back-to-back against him. Zach DiZenzo cracked an RBI double in the fifth to make it 7-1. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Rodriguez. Freeman still being held on at first with a 6-run lead for Corpus. And Ford the 1-1. Top of the zone, a strike, 1-2. Bielek Ortiz on deck. He's been held 0-4 today. Rodriguez steps out. Riders do not have a batter with multiple hits today. Ford ready from the stretch. And the right-hander is 1-2. Popped up on the infield. First base side. Brewer calls everyone off coming in, and the first baseman makes the catch right along the line. One away. Ortiz stepping to the plate now for the Rough Riders. Tyler Guilfoyle got his start today for Corpus, going 5 innings, allowing 1 run. Just the solo homer by Acosta. And then Lane Henderson threw 2 innings. Cole McDonald an inning. And now Casey Ford out of the Corpus bullpen tonight. First pitch to Abbey. Low and outside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ortiz has popped out to short, flied out to center, and popped out to third today. Stocky, left-handed batter. 1-0. Foul back off Palma's glove, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Freeman led off this inning with a single. Unless he gets another at-bat miraculously today, his string of 5 consecutive games with an extra base hit will come to an end. 1-1. It's low and outside to Ortiz, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He did extend his hitting streak to 8 games. Came in with 3 homers in the last 4. Stretch by the right-hander. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chasing below the zone, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another changeup from Ford, whose fastball is in the mid to high 90s, his changeup in the low 90s. Pull side shift on the infield for the Hooks. Game number 23, head-to-head between these two teams. The Riders are 16-6 against the Hooks this season, but in danger of dropping this one tonight. 2-2. Flared foul out of play down the left side. Two balls, two strikes on Ortiz. Again, tomorrow, Emiliano Teodo for the Riders. This is a must-see kind of guy. And if you do not have tickets already for tomorrow's game, you should get them. Emiliano Teodo is must-see in person. He's phenomenal. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Two away. First strikeout for Ford. Mexicosta, the last hope for the Rough Riders, with a runner at first in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 7-1. Tomorrow we'll finish out our multicultural weekend at Riders Field. In addition to it being Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, we'll also have Summer Sunday Fireworks tomorrow, which is always fun, presented by Crowder Law Firm. It's also Major League Cricket Night as our part of our multicultural weekend. First pitch, below the zone, one ball and no strikes. Excited to have the Major League Cricket team from Grand Prairie out here. And a whole lot of fun throughout the evening. After the game today, kids will be able to run the bases, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. 1-0 pitch to Acosta. It's low and outside of the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. 7-1. Corpus leads it 7 runs, 9 hits and an error for the Hooks. The Riders are run on 6 hits and 2 errors. Costa 1-for-3. He's hit the ball hard twice today. With the homer to left. And a line out to left field his last time up. 2-0. He stings this one down the right field line into the corner, and it is a foul ball. And a chance to be off the wall. Just drifting foul down the right field side. Two balls and one strike on Acosta. With two down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ford ready from the stretch. He whips it in. Just down and in. 97 on the gun. It's 3 balls and one strike. Both bullpens quiet. The offering in, a ground ball foul down the left side, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Mentioned the Riders will be heading on the road to Arkansas for the 4th of July series, home and away. Hooks going back home to face San Antonio for 3, and then they'll head out to San Antonio for 3 more come July 4th. That's a really good job scheduling by the league, making sure it's that back-to-back for Corpus Christi and San Antonio, just the two-hour drive between the two instead of having to drive 12 hours somewhere. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander, the 3-2 pitch on the way to Acosta. Inside for ball four. The runners at first and second now with two outs here in the ninth inning, and Franer Chavez bats. Seven to one, Corpus leads it, bottom of the ninth. 19 pitches for Ford in this inning. Still a lot of work to do for the Rough Riders tonight offensively. And the catcher, Palma, calls time. Javi 0 for 3. Ford offers. He spears the bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Cooper Johnson on deck for the Riders if we get that far. 0-1. Down in the dirt. Ball and a strike. Riders have had a lot of good comebacks in this season, but this would top them all if they possibly could. Five-run deficit yesterday, their largest comeback win. The pitch. Floated out into shallow left field, down the line. Cole on the run, still coming towards the line. He makes the catch and ends the ball game. Corpus takes it over the Rough Riders 7-1 on this Saturday night. And the Rough Riders will go for a series win with a victory tomorrow in the series finale. Emiliano Teodo on the mound for a 6:05 start. Let's stick around as the Rough Riders will continue this series. And, of course, we'll continue our broadcast with Luke Maley on the postgame coverage when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field. The Rough Riders dropped this one by a final score of 7-1. Corpus Christi now will have a chance tomorrow to split the series. The Rough Riders will turn to Emiliano Teodo. We'll talk about him and tomorrow's matchup on the other side. But diving into this one, the Riders drop it 7-1. Tyler Guilfoyle earns his fourth overall win of the year. It's 4-6. Dane Acker drops to 3-3. He takes the loss. No save. As our boy Brooks, chief morale officer in the office, is rounding second, headed for third. It's a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases. And who starts it off? Of course, it's Brooks. He's got a GoPro strapped to him as he comes around to touch home. But the Riders dropped this one 7-1. You look at how we got there. Dane Acker worked a scoreless first frame, but was tagged with a two-run homer off the bat of Zach Cole in the second. And then they got to him in the fourth. Jacob Melton led off the frame with his third homer in the last two games. And Acker picked up a pair of outs, a single and a two-run homer. His second two-run blast of the game for Zach Cole extended the lead. And then Jordan Brewer on the very next pitch deposited one into left center field over the wall for another home run for him. Jordan Brewer made it a 6-1 game. Max Acosta provided the lone offense for the Riders. That was in the second inning on a solo homer. 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error for Corpus Christi with 4 stranded. For Frisco, 1 run on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 7 left aboard the base paths. Tyler Guilfoyle was really solid, made one mistake pitch to Max Acosta, and he made him pay. But he ended up lasting 5 innings, 1 run baseball, 4 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. For Dane Acker, the final line, 5 innings, 9 hits, 7 runs, 6 of those earned, 3 strikeouts, and 4 homers. So Acker takes the loss. He drops to 3-3. Guilfoyle picks up win number 4. He's 4-6. The Riders drop it 7-1. A chance to take the series tomorrow, though, with Emiliano Teodo on the hill. We'll talk about him on the other side.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, looking ahead to tomorrow, 6.05 p.m. first pitch. All sorts of fun stuff going on in that one. It's Joey Mancini, who started on Tuesday against the Riders. He comes in with an 0-1 record and a 2.21 ERA at the AA level, making his sixth appearance of the month on a Sunday to cap off the month of June. He has pitched twice against the Riders. He came in and provided four one-hit scoreless frames with a walk and a strikeout back at Corpus Christi on June 7th. And then his start this week went five innings, surrendering four hits, two runs. He did hit a batter, walked two more, and picked up four strikeouts. So that right-hander, Joey Mancini, gets the ball against the Riders tomorrow against the Rangers' number 14 prospect, Emiliano Teodo. Teodo is must-watch stuff, especially in person. As Zach mentioned just a few minutes ago, Teodo enters this game with a 4-2 record, a 2.06 ERA across 12 starts. He has got electric stuff, a fastball, slider, changeup mix. Fastball, slider are a lethal combo. The changeup has come along for Teodo. He's picked up 72 strikeouts in his 56 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's coming off of a start in which he took the loss, going four innings, but he only gave up two earned runs over that span. The Riders' offense on the road at Midland didn't get all that much done, but it was also a week coming off of the Riders clinching the first half. They've certainly shown some more offense here back at home in the first series of the second half. But Teodo took the loss. He did pick up eight strikeouts in that loss and issued three walks. So Emiliano Teodo gets the ball tomorrow for the Riders. The Rangers' number 14 ranked prospect caps off the week here at home before the Riders hit the road for three games at Arkansas against the Mariners-affiliated Travelers. And then the Riders will come back home for three games on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of July. Looking at tomorrow, all sorts of fun stuff going on. It starts with Major League Cricket Night, where it's a different kind of infield here tomorrow. Major League Cricket Night is with the Texas Super Kings. You can learn all sorts of things through on-field games and fun activities around the ballpark. Learning more about cricket. The Indian Association of North Texas will also be here with live music, dancing, and more. And as always on a Sunday, it's a Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's with pregame catch in the outfield. And you can finish off tomorrow with postgame fireworks presented by Crowder Law Firm and as always powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The Riders drop game five of this six-game series. They still lead it 3-2 over the Hooks. They go for the series win tomorrow at 7:05, but they drop this one 7-1. Guilfoyle gets the win. Acker takes the loss, and that's all she wrote for tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey saying goodnight. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field. The 6:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow as the Riders go for a series win with Emiliano Teodo on the hill.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!